So here we are, outdoors, celebrating Pentecost, which is a great reminder that so much of the Spirit's work happens in there, but also out here. And so as we recount the story of what the disciples experienced there in Jerusalem that day, when the rush of the wind overwhelmed them and something like tongues of fire came to rest on each of them, we again celebrate the kindling of the Holy Spirit in our lives and in our world. Because the Holy Spirit is amazing. Because the Holy Spirit gets a hold of each of us and pushes us out into the world to share God's good news. And so the miracle that we celebrate today on Pentecost was the equipping of the disciples there in Jerusalem to tell the good news in the language of each of those people that found themselves in Jerusalem. Now, as Brooke eloquently read through all of those countries, in case you're not up on first century geography of Mesopotamia, those are literally the countries that surround the Mediterranean in all directions. That what happened that day in Jerusalem was that the good news was going from Jerusalem indeed in all directions. To Africa, to Asia, to Europe, eventually to the Americas. We celebrate that the good news of God animates us as disciples to take the good news everywhere. But I think the trouble for us today is that the good news is not everywhere. As we stand here reflecting on the fact that this pandemic has been going on for a year, where our very breath is something to be critiqued and looked at and feared, we celebrate this festival that talks about breath and wind and fire, about pushing us out into the world that for most of us this last year has been so very fearful. So I give thanks for the gift of science that makes moments like this possible, because last year on Pentecost, this would be the furthest thing from our imagination. So thanks be to God that the Spirit, the gifts of God at work in the people of God, have equipped scientists and researchers with a holy and profound vocation to research and study things like disease and virus. People that have worked tirelessly and, may I say, miraculously quick at getting vaccinations in people's arms. Because the Spirit working in their lives, the giftedness of God in their lives, helped them make this possible. And so we give thanks that we can gather here on the street and lean into the fact that not so far, hopefully before it gets too hot, right? I mean, this has been the lesson in offices. We were all freezing the last time we were out here, and now we're all a little bit warm in the spirit. So, that we look forward to returning to worship as normal. But we have been changed by this experience, right? We have been changed by the Holy Spirit this year in the midst of things we cannot understand. In Paul's letter to the Romans, it says the Spirit intercedes for us when we don't have words. This whole year has been one of us groaning from pain and anguish. And so, as we begin to look back at life anew, as we approach the now normal, I'm so sick of new normal, it's just the now normal. May we be attentive to the Spirit's moving among us. May we be attentive to the way we have been changed and the way we have been equipped to reach people in languages we never thought possible. We used to proclaim the good news by only there. And now we might see it on there, in your lives, in the world. And so I hope that in the coming year, we might become more attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our lives, to animate us, equip us, and call us to a holy vocation that we have been equipped with tongues of fire ourselves to proclaim good news into the lives of others. Whether that's speaking to a friend that has lost someone, whether that's caring for someone who is going through the journey of battle of cancer, whether that's using our voice to stand up for those who are disenfranchised, marginalized, and discriminated against, whether that's using our voice to call attention to the needs of those that the world often forgets, the poor, the marginalized, the homeless, because then we too, like those disciples in Jerusalem, are being equipped with the language of good news. Because this world is groaning in pain. And God's answer for that is us. That's the beauty of Pentecost, is that God has equipped each of us to go out into the world and proclaim this good news. And so I give thanks for the ways we, as the St. Mark's community, continue to be attentive to that animating spirit, that we use our voice, our vocare, our vocations in everyday life to remind people of God's love, peace, kindness, gentleness, self-control. Because that's what the Spirit does in our lives each and every day. And the good news is, you don't have to work for it. It's just yours. It's like they say down south, you don't ask for grits, they just come. God's grace and love through the Spirit is yours. So celebrate that today. Veni Sanctus Spiritus. Come, Holy Spirit, come and animate your church anew in this new landscape that we find ourselves in. May we, the Big C Church, claim that holy vocation of proclaiming the good news in a world that needs to hear it now more than ever.